I know it's here somewhere. Finally. Oh, it's time for the doc. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. It's time once again for Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Or perhaps I should change my name to The Incredible Shrinking Man. I had a lot of people comment on the fact that I've lost so much weight, and actually I'm up to about 154 pounds lost. Now, I know some of you are going, what? But, see, the thing is, I started at 556, and now I'm down to 404, which, did I do the math right? I probably didn't, because math is not my strong suit. But at any rate, I am losing a lot of weight, and if you go back and watch some of my older videos, matter of fact, I watched one today of my older videos, and I was embarrassed. My face came out to here, it felt like, but anyway. So, much smaller now and getting smaller all the time. That's the goal. So, you probably have noticed that I have a slightly different setup than usual. I'm trying once again to use my Logitech 920 webcam to do the show. The problem with it before was I didn't have a powerful enough machine to actually, you know, work correctly and not have any smearing when I moved my hands, which I moved my hands a lot. I inherited that from my dad. He talked with his hands, and I just hit the microphone again, and then I hit the keyboard. Anyway, so I do have water today. So I'm going to try to avoid the issue of my throat drying out. So, some of you have asked, where was Fred in the last video? Well, Fred is hard to find because he's an invisible friend. You know, like, as in imaginary invisible. So, even if he was here, you wouldn't know he was here because you can't see him. Yes, so the thing about Fred, he was on vacation, and as you know, I took a long hiatus there, almost a month, well, actually, probably a little more than a month, that I wasn't doing a show. So, Fred went on vacation to the Bahamas. He said he wanted to improve his tan. He's an imaginary friend. He really can't tan. Yes, Fred, I knew that before you left. But that's okay. He is here to keep me straight. Well, somebody has to try, right? Okay. Anyway, so he is back from his vacation, which was not a paid vacation, I must, you know, admit. Given that he's imaginary, I really don't pay him anything. He's all in my mind. Anyway, there you go. So, this week on the show, we have stuff. It's hard to find good stuff these days, but this is good stuff. You may remember that some time ago, I recommended Barracuda's copy cloud storage because it was free, and if you recommended it to other people, you got even more credits, points, whatever. And, dude, it was really pretty cool, and it integrated with your Windows file system, you know. I really got to watch that keyboard because it shook the whole world here. Anyway, so, and I know Barracuda. Barracuda is an excellent provider of security software. And so what they did is they thought to themselves, you know, we're excellent providers of security software. What are we doing putting out a cloud service? So they've decided to drop copy. I'm annoyed by that because I had all kinds of stuff stored out on copy. So what I did is I had already increased my Dropbox storage to a gig. So I went ahead and moved all the stuff that was on my copy cloud storage over to Dropbox. Okay? And that's what you need to do, because as of May 1st, copy will be no more. Like I said, I'm bummed by that, but what are you going to do? So, both copy and CUDA drive services will be discontinued May 1st, 2016, so be aware of that. You know, it says they've been using this or providing the software for 4+ years, and I've been with them the entire time. But they say their business focus has shifted, basically meaning we ain't making any money off this. I can understand that that might be a motivation to go elsewhere with your services. You know what I'm saying? Now, you may not have even noticed, this is the next item, by the way, you may not have even noticed, but the Firefox phone is dead. Dead. So, what does that mean? That means if you have a Firefox phone, you're pretty much stuck. But chances are you don't have a Firefox phone because they didn't sell at all. Okay, I mean, not hardly at all. The idea of having Mozilla create a Firefox operating system for a phone and it be open source and free and wonderful, great idea, just didn't fly. Okay, they didn't do well in the mobile market. Now, why should you even care? You may say, hey, Dr. Bill, where's my phone? Oh, it's charging. My phone is charging. So, that's why it has, boy, I keep hitting things. I'm sorry if you keep hearing the thunks and the bunks, but it's a very cramped space here where I'm doing this. Anyway, I'm charging it. So, there you go. Put it back over there so it won't fall or something. But anyway, but I have a Samsung Note 5 now. So, yes, Fred, I'm proud of my Note 5 because it's cool. And best thing about my Note 5, it has a stylus. They may say, Dr. Bill, I don't care about styluses or styli, depending on how you want to look at it. But if you're like me and you have large fingers, it's hard to touch a screen on a phone and have it properly click the right thing. You know what I'm saying? You click the letter next to it. So if you use the stylus, you can be very precise with your little dink, dink, dink. Yes. So I like the stylus. Anyway, I digress. Correct, Fred, as I want to do. So, what you need, why do you care about the Firefox phone dying? Because competition, folks. We need competition out there. Right now we've got Apple. People say I've got an Apple phone or an iPhone. Or Android, which is everything else. Okay? Windows phone, no. It's Microsoft. No. So, there you go. Oh, what was I going to say about that? So, you should care because of competition. The more competition there is, the more each company tries to make their stuff better to attract you to their stuff. It's a very technical explanation, but you get it. So anyway, so here's to the Firefox phone that I didn't ever care about in the first place, but I care about now because there's less competition. Anyway. Now, whoa! Fred is back with his Geek Software of the Week drum roll. It's just like old times. So, Fred is reminding us that we have a Geek Software of the Week for the first time in quite a while. This Geek Software of the Week is actually worthwhile. It's splendid and worthwhile, according to Hitchhikers. And that is chocolatey. Now, I know some of you are saying, Dr. Bill, I thought you were on a diet. What are you talking about chocolate for? Well, first of all, chocolate is good for you. Just saying. It has flavonoids. Anyway, but that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about a software called Chocolatey. And basically, the way to think of it is, if you're familiar with Linux, and if you're watching this show, you'd better be familiar with Linux. You know what I'm saying? Then you know about Ubuntu's apt-get. actually it's Debian. Don't send me a letter. I know it's Debian-based Linux-I systems. I'm just getting carried away with that. Anyway, so yes, I know that apt-get, apt-get, the command, allows you to install software from a trusted source and uninstall it with a command line. And that's what Chocolaty does for Windows. How cool is that? It's smooth and chocolatey. Yes. Yes. That's true, Fred. I need to calm down. I need to center myself. Centering myself. So, check it out. It's actually quite cool. They have tens of thousands of softwares, like, let's say, VLC Player, for Windows that they have vetted, meaning they checked it, do they have viruses, etc., 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 and then they put it in their repository. And then when you issue the command for Chocolaty to install it, which is a command line, you're going to have to get used to the command line, folks. Then you can install software and you can uninstall software. How cool is that? Try to make Windows more like a real operating system, like Linux. Ha 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 ha. So, check it out. It is truly worthwhile. Sometimes, I got to admit, sometimes my Geek Software of the Weeks are slightly lame. Fred, I admitted they were slightly lame, okay? But this one truly is good. So I encourage you to check it out. So, a slightly abbreviated show this week. Still getting back into the groove, you know what I'm saying. So join us next time. Remember until then that the Doctor is out of here.
Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, is a production of DrBillBailey.net with all the honors, rights, and privileges thereunto appertaining.